Hello students, today we will be studying about the Union Legislature. Now, India is a federal state. That means the powers are divided between the center and the states. The Constitution has divided the powers and functions of the government into three organs or branches. One is your legislature, which makes the law. Second is your executive, which enforces the law. And third is your judiciary, which interprets the law. At the center, we have your union legislature or the parliament. And at the state level, we have your state legislatures. Now, there are three lists. One is your union list, which has subjects of national importance like defense, foreign affairs, etc., which would be subjects in which only the union government or union legislature would be making the laws on. Then is your state list. This list includes matters of importance to the state, such as public order, police, water supplies and irrigation. The state legislatures have exclusive right of legislation over these subjects. Third is your concurrent list. This list includes matters which are of importance to both the center and the state, like education, welfare of labor, electricity, newspapers. So this list, the concurrent list, would be a list in which both the union and the state legislatures would be making laws on. But if there is a dispute between the two, the union law will reign supreme. The Parliament of India we have a parliamentary system of government. So the Constitution of India has made India into a parliamentary system of government. Now, the parliament consists of the president and the two houses, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The president is an integral part of the parliament, though he or she does not sit in the parliament. Without the signature of the president, no bill passes in the parliament. No bill that is passed in the parliament can become a law. The Lok Sabha. The Lok Sabha is the lower house of the parliament or the house of the people, which consists of representatives of the people of our country. So whoever we would be electing in every general election would be in the Lok Sabha. The Lok Sabha can have a maximum of 552 members. 530 members are elected, 20 members are elected from the union territories, while the 530 members are elected from the states. The seats allocated are on the basis of the population of the particular union territory or the particular state. The states with more population will have obviously more seats. The president nominates two members from the Anglo-Indian community if they believe that they are not adequately represented. The members are elected for a term of 5 years. If the ruling party loses its majority, the president can dissolve the Lok Sabha before the term is over. In case of an emergency, the Lok Sabha's term increases for 1 year. Procedure for election, every general election, every 5 years, a general election is held. The country is divided into constituencies. One member is elected from each constituency. Elections are held every 5 years. Every adult citizen, 18 years of age or above, has the right to vote. The people cast their vote through secret ballot. That means no one knows who he or she has voted for. Eligibility for candidate: the ones wishing to contest the election must be a citizen of India, must be above 25 years of age, should not be in government service or an insolvent or mentally unsound. A candidate cannot be a member of the Rajya Sabha or any other legislature at that point of time. Now, whoever the majority party is after the election, whichever party has got the majority vote forms the government. If no one party gets a clear majority, a group of party would be forming a coalition government and elect a leader who will be leading them and becoming the prime minister. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer. All members have to take an oath of loyalty to the constitution in the presence of the speaker. The speaker supervises the proceedings of the Lok Sabha and maintains order and discipline. Rajya Sabha, the second house, which is the Council of State or the upper house of the parliament. It is a permanent body. It cannot be dissolved. There can be a maximum of 250 members. 238 members represent the state and the union territories. Like the Lok Sabha, the seats are allocated to the states and the union territory according to their population. The members of the state legislative assembly elect the members of the Rajya Sabha. Apart from these, the president would be nominating 12 members from you know, who are experts in field of either literature, science, art, social service. The vice president is the presiding officer of the Rajya Sabha. He or she is the ex officio chairperson. That means because of his position as the vice president, by default, he'll become the presiding officer of the Rajya Sabha. Each member is elected for a term of 6 years. 1/3 of the member retire every second year. Then comes your eligibility. He or she should be a citizen of India, must be 30 years of age or above. People who are in government service or those who are insolvent or mentally unsound are not eligible. Functions of the parliament. Firstly, making law. The parliament is the highest lawmaking body in our country.